Hi everyone, and welcome back to Two Ninjas and a Book. Today we are going to be reading a book that's a little bit different to what we would normally read on the podcast, but it is a book by the Little Golden Book series, but it's a biography. Now at the moment we have a very famous singer in Australia called Taylor Swift, and if you don't know who she is, you've probably been living under a rock. So I found this cool little book in the shops the other day, and it is a biography about Taylor Swift. So let's begin. Taylor Allison Swift was born on December 13th, 1989, in West Reading, Pennsylvania. Her parents named her after James Taylor, a famous musician. A lot of love surrounded Taylor and her little brother Austin. The Swifts did many activities as a family. They spent time reading books, visiting new places, and having fun outside. Christmas was one of Taylor's favorite holidays, and what made the holiday season even more exciting was that her family lived on a Christmas tree farm. Everyone pitched in at Christmas time. Taylor's dad mowed the fields on his tractor. Taylor's job, picking praying mantis egg pods off the trees. The Swifts didn't want anyone to get a buggy surprise on Christmas morning. As a kid, Taylor tried lots of different things. She rode horses, she acted in plays, she wrote poetry, but when she learned how to play the guitar, she knew she had found her passion. When Taylor has a goal, nothing stops her. She has been a fan of country superstars Faith Hill and Shania Twain, and she discovered that both musicians had started their careers in Nashville, Tennessee. That was all the 10-year-old Taylor needed to know. She asked her parents to take her to Nashville. She asked them every day. And finally, when she was 11, it happened. Her mum took Taylor and Austin there for spring break. They drove up and down Music Row, an area with country music recording studios and businesses. While Taylor's mum and brother waited in the car, Taylor ran into the offices of various recording labels and handed out CDs she had made of her music. Taylor performed anywhere that would have her, including fairs, festivals, and ball games. But sometimes following dreams means doing things other people don't understand. Girls at school were mean to Taylor. Her classmates thought it was weird she was into country music so much. This made Taylor sad, but it didn't stop her from doing what she loved. When Taylor was 13, something incredible happened. RCA Records wanted to work with her. Taylor and her family said goodbye to Pennsylvania and moved to Nashville. Her dream of becoming a country music star was about to come true. For Taylor, writing songs was just as important as singing them. But because she was young, the recording company wanted her to sing other people's songs, and they thought she should wait until she was older before she made her own album. Taylor didn't agree. One night, Taylor performed at Nashville's Bluebird Cafe. She sang some of her own songs and some from other singers. She caught the eye of a music executive in the crowd who was forming a new record label. Guess who is signed to make an album? Taylor Swift. Taylor's debut album, Taylor Swift, came out when she was just 16. She was excited every time she heard her songs on the radio. Her next album, Fearless, was the top-selling record of the year and made Taylor a huge star. Taylor is fearless. When she went on her first concert tour, she took the music world by storm. One of Taylor's biggest strengths is storytelling. Her songs tell stories that many people can relate to. Taylor wrote all her songs on her third album, Speak Now. Listening to a Taylor Swift album is like listening to her diary being sung out loud. Many of Taylor's songs are inspired by her life, like The Best Day, about growing up in a loving family and having a supporting mum. Taylor and her mum, Andrea, are very close. They talk about everything. No one has known Taylor longer and knows her better than her mum. Trying new things and taking risks is important to Taylor. Even though country music was her first love, she took a big chance and recorded a pop album called 1989. It was the best-selling album of the year. Taylor never lets anything hold her back from creating music she loves. Taylor also loves sharing things with her fans. They know that her lucky number is 13. She often hides clues and symbols in her music and videos. For a few of her albums, she surprised special groups of fans by inviting them to secret parties to listen to the albums before anyone else. They got to hang out at her house, meet her family, and even bake cookies together. When Taylor likes something, she tells everyone about it. One thing she really likes, cats. Taylor has a big reputation for speaking out against racial injustice and for encouraging people to vote. She stands up for other artists and herself, even when it's tough. She's not just a superstar, she's a trailblazer. Taylor's hard work has paid off. Her albums have sold millions of copies. She has won multiple Grammys. She has traveled around the world and made people happy with her music. What will she do next? When you're Taylor Swift, the sky's the limit. Well, for all the Swifty fans out there, that book was for you guys. So don't forget to flick us an email at the2ninjaschannel@gmail.com or in the voice notes below if there is a certain story you would like to hear. All right, bye everyone. See you on the next episode.